17 off to 1 on a Friday afternoon on Lunch with me, Zane Johnson, through until 3 o'clock. And the longest running public arts festival in South Africa, which is infecting the city, returns for the 2021 edition and kicking off across the city today. Infecting the city, of course, is set to hit the streets with buildings and billboards out in Cape Town with a sort of free to the public arts festival running from today until the 30th of June 2021. This year's event has been renamed because of the COVID conditions, and it's been renamed Uninfecting the City as South Africa grapples with COVID-19 pandemic and more recently the fires in Cape Town and at UCT. So the event offers a unique opportunity to bring arts and music and dance and performance out of the theatres and galleries and into the public space. So we're joined on the line by Jay Pather, curator for Infecting, or as it's known this year, Uninfecting the City. Jay, very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
Remind us very quickly what Infecting the City was all about before we go to Uninfecting the City.
Sure. You know, the term Infecting the City was coined in 2007 and was largely about bringing the arts into the city and making it available for all, and by virtue of it being a public arts festival, the idea was to take performances, exhibitions, etc., outside of galleries and theatres, and place them in various parts of the city. And over the years, it evolved into something quite site specific. So artists were, for example, considering the Cape Town Station or District 6 Museum or that part of town, or the Company's Gardens, etc., and looking at the history of Company's Gardens. So the artists would create works for specific spaces. And the idea of this infection was to flood the city with artwork. So for a week at least, we had a sense of creativity and imagination that could be shared by all. And, you know, you would be watching a work alongside somebody that you wouldn't normally go to the theater with and or to the gallery. And sometimes the works were controversial and very provocative. And the kinds of conversations that happened on the pavements as a result was really stupendous and really wonderful. And that's where the idea of an infection began in terms of the arts. But of course, things changed.
And this year you've decided to call it Uninfecting the City. So what would the reason be behind that? Because obviously, you know, there's still a lot of social distancing involved, a lot of the protocols in terms of health and safety is involved. What would be the reason behind Uninfecting the City? And will it operate slightly different to Infecting the City?
Yes to both your questions. It started off, well, first of all, in 2020, when we were meant to have a festival, we couldn't. And but we were really mindful of the fact that also that artists were increasingly out of work and weren't having their work shown. And Infecting the City, which is a free festival for all, pays its artists. So the artists are not there voluntarily. They get paid for their production and to some extent the artist fee. So it became quite important for us to rethink this and figure out, as also within the university space and the Institute for Creative Arts, try to figure out how can we engage with this as innovation, as research, but not be dangerous to the public. So we've got a festival of eight programs. Four of them are on the street and four of them are actually online. Now, the four on the street are extremely, they spread out so that you can view a work and then move on to another in your own time. And you're able to negotiate your distancing with other people. We kept this all open air. So sometimes in the past it would move from inside a space and then outside. But now all the works are all outside. The projections are largely the medium. So artists are also not. We're discouraged from doing live work. We have one or two live works, but most of them are forms of the artist's work, which we are projecting onto buildings or on, you know, large television screens in empty shop windows on Long Street. There's projections on the Western Province building. There's a projection on the Slave Lodge. There's a projection on the Grote Kerk. It's and then finally a series of projections at Church Square. So the format then had to change so that we could also monitor the crowds. We're working with health officers with the city so that we will also be monitoring what, you know, how much of social distancing and mask wearing that is happening and be able to proceed accordingly.
I've always felt, and I don't know how you feel about this, Jay Pather, and of course he's the curator of Infecting and Uninfecting the City, and a professor at UCT. I've always felt that Cape Town is not representative enough fully and completely in the open and public spaces in terms of the arts and in terms of performances. Will there be any sort of one-person, two-person performances in certain squares, like, you know, we have enough space in Cape Town where people normally go and sit and have lunch? And will there be any live performances taking place?
Well, with Infecting the City, it was always that. I mean, a part of this infection was also to bring, you know, because people come into the city and then, you know, go back into the Cape Flats through various means of transportation. The idea was to also would engage with artists who were either part of the communities and bringing the work into the city, into those spaces. So footfall was really, really important. It becomes really difficult under COVID to be able to do that without drawing a crowd that is dangerous. So we are going to be doing some work outside the Cape Town station, and Tanya Peterson, a really important international artist, also from Cape Town, is creating work inside a taxi, so which will be moving from Cape Town to various locations on the Cape Flats. So we were really trying to find innovative ways to be able to do that while preventing too much of a crowd building up. So outside the Cape Town station, we'll be having individual performances that will happen and then will dissolve, unlike in the past where we would move from one work to the other. And then the rest of the performances are going to be in central spaces in the city. And we're hoping that, you know, that people, regular public, who don't know about the festival will also engage. And that was the beauty of the festival in the past.
Recommendations for arts and exhibitions we can look forward to. It kicks off today. What happens today? What can we see today? And what can we see from now until the 30th of June?
I'm glad you mentioned the today word, because it's not happening today.
Okay.
We were taking note of the weather. And we, you know, because of electric cables, et cetera, under wet conditions, especially outside, we've moved the program to Saturday and Sunday. It's exactly the same program on both days. So you can catch it either on Saturday evening or Sunday evening. It starts at 6:30 sharp. From 6:30 to 7:30, you'll be able to watch a series of installations in Long Street and down Wales Street. And then from 7:30 to 9 on Church Square. The first program on Saturday and Sunday is called Land, Body and Spirit, and it deals largely with many artists who were working with the issue of land and the lack of change in land distribution, in the lack of change in economic circumstances. But a lot of that has been worked through to some really, really profound metaphor and symbol bands such as musical acts such as Sounds of the South. There's also Bush Lebeza Suwane, who's created an amazing work which will be screened on the Grote Kerk. It's quite a provocative work, and the Grote Kerk came on board and were saying, well, it is really important for the city to see such work on a building like the Grote Kerk, and to signal this kind of this need for a change in perspective, so that artists get a chance to say what they have to say about the devastating conditions of land and the inequalities in wealth in the city. So a lot of that is happening, and there's works by Mandlam Botwe's Mud and Fire Parables on television screens on Long Street. And on Church Square itself, Tanya Peterson again does her work. There's an artist, Nora Chipamari, with an international artist as well, will be creating work, a very lighthearted, resilient work about these this very exuberant sense of identity. So, and then there are two performances by the wonderful Marlon Zachman, highly recognized choreographer. That will be a live work. He's doing a duet with Yasmin Manuel, and then another live work, which is by Serban Kosi Zuma, and incorporating sound and music, which is extremely stirring. And for Church Square, the intention is to bring a state of healing and prayer into that space. And that will be interspersed with these film screenings. Mm. And that's on the program one. Of course, it goes on. Program two is focused on Tuesday and Wednesdays, focused on the COVID pandemic particularly, and just talks about mental health through a variety of works. On that program, there are 13 works, also following the same route, and it's called Locked In and Looking Out. Program three is entitled Labels, Full Stop Touch, Full Stop Me, and it deals largely around gender-based violence and talks through mainly around issues of identity and difficulties around identity. But many of those works as well are exuberant and resilient and powerful. A number of these works, even though artists are dealing with issues of grave importance, are dealt with so much flair and so much skill, and also something our nation is known for is resilience.
I think it's so great that you have the arts, and the arts can actually deal with the quelling issues at the time and deal with it in a way which is explanatory and acceptable and informative and also susceptible and sort of inward taking to most people who actually watch it and are out there. Jay Pather, the curator from Uninfecting the City and a professor at UCT. The details for this, Jay, is on infectingthecity.com. So it's www.infectingthecity.com. There are a number of phases and stages, 1, 2, and 3, as Jay has mentioned there with this particular Infecting the City, going through all the way until the 30th of June 2021.